Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm old enough, I still remember the days when goaltenders would play 70 games, 72 games, 75, and that doesn't happen anymore. So what's a comfortable number for you when you go into a season? How many games would you like to see?
Honestly, you don't even know. You get into like a flow of a season, right? And sometimes you're feeling – sometimes it's like the games just like fly by. You know, sometimes you go through a week, you play three, four, you don't even really realize it. Then sometimes one game seems like, a dogfight. So it's one of those things, I think, just the ebb and flow of what we do. And I think at this level now, we train and practice so hard. It's hard to, like, sustain the speed and the way the game is now and how hard it is on our body compared to, like, the older days where it was just a little bit easier. And, I think for me, truthfully, last year playing 50 and I think if we can just get in a good rhythm with Linus and I, you know, truthfully, I think the better both of us play, the better it is for everybody. I'm a big believer in that. And I think a lot of times there's always like an internal competition that I think sometimes in the public eye gets created more in media. But I think internally, him and I, you're almost just playing against yourself. You know, you're just trying to improve on yourself and get better and get better. And as you push yourself, it almost creates like a better feeling for the team. And I think for us, that's our mindset, you know. So I don't really know if I have an exact number, back to the original question. I just think it's hard to put in. I just want to play as much as I can because I'm a competitive guy, and when I'm not, I'm gonna prepare myself to get ready for the next time I do play.
If it gets to be too much, does it tend to be more mental fatigue or physical fatigue?
I think it can be a bit of both. I think we did a good job. I think as you get older, you do a good job with like the physical side of it, right? You know, just kind of managing, you know, minutes and what you're doing off the rink and, you know, setting yourself up to play. And I'm a goalie, you know, I'm not like one of these 6'5 monsters that doesn't really have to work. You know, I got to move and track pucks and work hard. And not that those guys don't, but I got a lot more ground to cover. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, just I set myself up well. And, you know, I think sometimes in the dog days of the season, you get into January, February, you know, there's not a lot of light in the schedule, you're going all the time, and so I think that's when you just have to manage the, you know, the mental side of it to make sure that when you are in that, you are mentally engaged.
It is funny because you brought up, you know, people think it's a big competition and stuff, and I think fans do, they look at it, well, you want to play,
yeah,
and Ullmark wants to play, so how could you be friends, because you're against each other, you want to play, but yet you want to win as a team too.
Yes.
So how do you guys manage it? Because I know you are friends. I mean, you guys talk and everything, but you both want the net.
Yeah, but it's more like there's other things that are, you know, the contract stuff. And, you know, you're playing for your personal reasons in that sense. But, you know, at the end of the day, you come to work for the Buffalo Sabres. You come to play for the city of Buffalo and compete for the fans and the team and the organization. You know, obviously internally, you know, there is that, you know, it's human nature to want to play and want to be the guy and, you know, you want to win games. But at the same time, undermining each other and not supporting each other isn't the way to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to be able to have each other's back. And it's a long season. There's going to be times where, you know, he's called upon and maybe I'm struggling or vice versa, you know, where we need to support each other and help each other through tough times. And, you know, I think last year's a learning curve for both of us. You know, he's a, you know, the way he approaches things and the way I approach things are different in that sense. So, you know, you learn each other and you learn what each other needs are and how to support each other. So I think we made a big step last year and, you know, obviously look forward to this year. You know, he's a heck of a goalie and, you know, he keeps me honest and he makes me want to work harder to be better.
I know. I think it was at the end of last year, maybe at locker cleanout, you had said something like, you know, you'll look at things, how you can get better and what you can do better. It goes hand in hand though, isn't it? If the team gets better,
yeah,
your save percentage is going to be better,
yeah,
and things. It's not all on the goaltender. It's not all on the team. It all goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't want to like sit here and say that I was not at fault. You know, there's obviously times I could have been a lot better, and I'm the first one to admit that. You know, on tough nights, you know, there's times there's you want ones back, or you would have did things differently certain games, and there was times I thought I played really well, and there was just, you know, you're just a product of, you know, too many chances. And I think as I sit back and you reflect on a season and you watch the way that the playoffs break down, all those teams that are consistent defensively and consistently giving up less scoring chances had the most success. And, you know, I you come from a different system. You know, you watch even like the last few years, every team that's won the cup, you know, whether it was Pittsburgh with Fleury and Murray, you know, not the guy going into the playoffs wasn't actually the guy that, like, carried them. You know, you look at the year before with Washington, Grubauer was their guy, and then Holtby came back and played well. And last year, you know, Binnington kind of came off the radar and played well. But, you know, all those teams had good structure. And even watching St. Louis, I thought last year, I thought the biggest thing was, you know, the consistency of what they were giving up, you know. And, you know, it kind of brings that structure to our game. We know what we're going to get where we don't want to be that team that you don't know what you're going to get every night.
So when people ask me, I mean, we can look at save percentage, we can look at goals against, we can look at a lot of things. If people ask me, and you can tell me if this is fair or not, I always say, show me a goaltender who can make the big save at the big time.
Yeah.
You know, who does it consistently. Brodeur's save percentage might not have been the best, but he might have been the best at when you needed a save, he was there for it. Is that a good way to evaluate a goaltender?
I agree. Sometimes it's not how many you make, it's like the timely ones, you know, and certain moments in a game. And you know, you hate to say it, but like an 82-game season is a grind. You know, it's a long season, and there's nights where, you know, you give up a goal at the wrong time. It could be a backbreaker, right? Teams can lose momentum, and that might be what it takes for a team to, you know, to drop it that night. So I think a good goal, you know, it's just consistent, and a big timely save is what we need. And I think for us, that's something that, you know, we're going to thrive on this year. And something that Ralph's talked about a lot here is being a little more consistent in our end and having good layers and being a little more predictable. And there's going to be times, it's hockey, right? There's going to be times we're called upon, you know, that it's the NHL. Guys are good. They're going to get chances. But I think just limiting those and being a little more consistent with what we bring every night is going to help everybody. You know, I think for me, you know, last year, I'm not sure. I think I was a 908 save percentage. I had a 931 the year before. I didn't really change as a goalie. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So you are a product of your team. And, you know, there's a handful of guys in this league that are, you know, that get paid in the, you know, $8 to $10 million range and stuff like that, and certain guys like that. But sometimes even those guys, you know, you put them on the wrong team, they're going to get exposed and the system. So I think the biggest thing for us is finding that consistency in our game to everybody can thrive under.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.